From Calandra's Italian Village in Caldwell, New Jersey, it's Inside the Jets on 98.7 ESPN. Here's Larry Hardesty and Eric Allen.
And we welcome you to Calandra's Italian Village here in Caldwell, New Jersey. It's a nice edition of Inside the Jets. EA and I get to talk to you after a win for the first time in 4 weeks. Last time we joined you, I said, EA, bring back a win. Nice job, partner. Good job out of you.
I didn't do too much from the press box, but I appreciate those kind words.
You inspired them.
Yeah, maybe I was wearing my 29 T-shirt underneath my sweatshirt this Sunday in Northern California, because Bilal Powell put on a heck of a performance for the New York Jets. He really carried them to victory. Didn't look good early. Jets fell behind 14-0. It was 17-6, entering that final quarter. And then you got to give Bryce Petty a lot of credit, too. The defense tightened up. Bryce Petty making his second career NFL start. He made some key completions. I think about a third down completion to Robbie Anderson, a third and three. They get 3 yards out of that. Then I think about a fourth down where the pressure looks like it's getting to Petty. Somehow he gets out of it, completes a pass to Teron Peak, a rookie. Jets get down the field. Powell gets into the end zone, 5-yard run. He would not be denied. And then Petty showed his grittiness and also some athletic ability in that 2-point conversion. They cut that lead down to 17-14. Nick Folk comes on late with the 50-yard field goal. Clutch to tie that game, put it in overtime. But you just got to talk about Bilal Powell. What a spark he was. He was not going to let this team lose. 179 yards from scrimmage, Larry. You got to go back to Curtis Martin, 2004, since the last New York Jet running back was able to gain that many yards on the road in a football game.
A lot of things to talk about, EA. Let's start with the beginning. And it's been a theme for us here on Monday nights on Inside the Jets to talk, and sometimes Tuesday, to talk about the slow starts. And once again, it was a slow start. Bryce Petty, interception right away. San Francisco comes down and scores. Then they get the ball back and they come right down and score. And you're wondering how this team is going to respond. And we talked last week about, look, what is this team going to show us with the way they played on Monday night? How are they going to respond? How are they going to come out? You come out that way, you get a little shaky, but they settled down. Bryce Petty did a couple of things for me that was impressive. You look at the numbers are he was okay, but he made plays, and that's something that you like to see in the quarterback. You like to see the way the game calling went, more to the tight end, something that he could, a quick pass he could get to. Out of the backfield, you talk about Bilal Powell running, also Bilal Powell catching the football out of the backfield was good. You talk about him doing something that I'm sure quarterback coaches across the country were just cringing, going left and throwing right, but catching Robbie Anderson with a big
throwing,
play.
Throwing across your body in overtime. That's one of those ones where you say, oh, no. Okay, great.
What a great,
great play,
pass.
Guys. yeah, no doubt about it. The Jets, frankly, were gashed early in that game by Carlos Hyde. That read option game, they had a difficult time containing the 49ers early. They fell behind 14-0 out of the gate. And then you were waiting for them to get that jump. And they shut it down after in the second half. The 49ers did not have any passing game against the Jets. And you think about what the Jets overcame yesterday, and we're going to talk to Rontez Miles about that later, is that Marcus Gilchrist goes down with a knee injury. He's out for the year. So the aforementioned Miles is going to play a lot for this defense down the stretch over these final three games. And then how about Buster Skrine going down as well? The Jets, true to his word, when you're talking about Todd Bowles, he said we're going to play a lot of young guys this week. And they did that. You saw that defensively right out of the gate as Justin Burris, a fourth-round pick from NC State, he was the guy playing outside, where Buster Skrine, inside packages, was inside. When Buster went down with the head injury, that meant Marcus Williams coming on board. Now the Jets had to put in a guy offensively, the offensive line dealing with a lot of injuries. No doubt about that. Wesley Johnson started for this team again at center for Nick Mangold, who went on injured reserve. Then you say Brent Qualley go out of the game late. And Brandon Schell, a fifth-round pick out of South Carolina, got some valuable reps at the right tackle position. Ben Igelana is still playing left tackle for this team as we move forward. But you're seeing a lot of young guys make plays. I'm glad you mentioned the tight ends. Austin Seferian Jenkins was a waiver claim from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Jets are starting to see improvement from him. He told me in the locker room last week that it was only a matter of time before he had a big game. One of three catches is not a big game, but he made a monster play on that touchdown possession in the fourth quarter, a 14-yard gain where not only he catches the ball over the middle, but he puts his head down, he starts trucking. ASJ, I've been saying on this week, on this show for weeks now, is that I like his combination when you think about his ability, because big guy, soft hands, and he's also a good route runner. But what you're going to see down the stretch from this Jets team is now they're 4-9. You're going to continue to see Todd Bowles look at some of these guys, these young guys on the roster, and that's going to be the theme, because everybody's going to focus on Bryce Petty, and you're right. He showed grittiness, showed resolve, resiliency. He was also sacked six times. You know, he said, listen, I felt a little bit nervous early on in that ball game, and sometimes he probably got stuck on a receiver, didn't get rid of that football early enough, but when there were plays to be made late, he didn't flinch, and that was good to see.
And he didn't turn the ball over except for one time, and that's the important thing. You want to see him overcome the obstacles. You want to see him figure out, okay, where the defense is coming from. That comes with time, EA. That comes with him being in the pocket and being more and more comfortable. And you saw as the game went on, he had a better feel for the pocket a little bit. Yeah, he got sacked. Yeah, he held on to the ball. He'll as he gets out there more, he'll understand, I got to throw it to somebody up in the 14th row. They'll get a souvenir and whatnot.
Yeah.
And you don't turn the football over. But I liked how the defense bounced back. And you talked about it. After giving up the last field goal by Dawson, who missed two after not having missed only one
right.
all season,
right.
They made the last one, but then they shut him out. They got nothing. And how about the key fourth down play?
Yeah.
Late in the game, EA, that was huge. That was a huge play. For us, it was our turning point of the game, because then they stop them, Jets get the ball back and win the game.
Yeah. You know, the Jets' rush defense did not play up to their standards yesterday. But on a fourth and one, a key play when you had to turn him away. Carlos Hyde had nowhere to run, and the Jets did turn them away. You know, again, I'm going to stick to the theme of these young guys continuing to develop. We saw Leonard Williams share a sack with Jordan Jenkins yesterday, and that was Jordan Jenkins' first half sack in the National Football League, and I think he's starting to show a little bit more. We saw Freddie Bishop play at outside linebacker. We mentioned Tez. We're going to speak to him later, but Justin Burris getting those reps. The Jets also had guys in the ball game in overtime, like Middleton.
Yeah.
A guy who was just recently brought up to the active roster, and then Brandon Wilds.
Yeah, a couple of runs.
Who was forced up as well, promoted from the practice squad. So he was backing up Bilal Powell yesterday. He was getting his hands on the ball. Shell's a guy we might see start for this team at right tackle, a fifth-round pick from South Carolina. So, you know, it's going to be fun to see those guys play. But you're right, that fourth down stop, that set the tone. I love the passion the Jets showed late in this game, because it looked like, oh, no, there was that collective sigh probably from Jets Nation. It's like, well, we look listless out here again. 14-0, we got nothing. But they kept on fighting, and, Powell was just incredible. I thought that was his best performance in the National Football League. And he's such a humble guy. He's not a guy who says, hey, you got to give me the ball more. He understands the situation. He says, when I get the ball, I'm going to make do with my touches. I'm going to do the best I can. And I love the spark he showed, because Brandon Marshall was kind of pushed around a little bit towards the 49er sideline. The first guy over there was Bilal Powell. He said, not today, not my teammate. And that's the way he led the way. Soft spoken, but he led the way for this Jets team against the 49ers.
So funny too when you know him.
Yeah,
the quiet guy in the locker room, not around very often. You know, when you go down to talk to them, and that's the last guy you would expect to be jumping over, yelling at somebody. It was be a little quiet, but a lot of power. But he was right over there backing up his teammate. You're absolutely right. This edition of Inside the Jets presented by EY, Building a Better World. Also, Selective Insurance. They are your solution for auto, home, business, and flood insurance. Visit Selective.com today and find an agent near you. Selective responses everything. A little later in the show, we'll be taking phone calls, EA. We haven't talked to people in a while.
I can't wait.
1-800-919-3776. We'll take your phone calls later in the show. But up first, we're talking offense. We're talking with the fabulous wide receiver, Quincy Enunwa. That's next when Inside the Jets continues live at Calandra's Italian Village on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey Jets fans, nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite team on to victory. Prime Sport, the official travel partner of the Jets, is your source for tickets, hotel accommodations, and VIP experiences to all of the biggest sporting events in the country. From NFL to college football and basketball, get your official tickets, travel, and VIP packages and more at PrimeSport.com. Don't just watch it on TV. Go to PrimeSport.com for the ultimate game day experience.
They couldn't play football without us. We built this stadium. You couldn't tailgate without us. We probably built the road that got you here. Most of all, we promote economic development. That means investments in infrastructure and construction to provide opportunities for developers, union contractors, and members of Operating Engineers Local 825. We're ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative. We build the infrastructure New Jersey and the Jets rely on.
Toy Truck and Dragster with LED lights, racing sounds, and wheelie popping power. Get it now at HessToyTruck.com. Free shipping and Energizer batteries included.
Just a click away this year, the Hess Truck's here.
Order yours now only at HessToyTruck.com.
Around my house, I'm called difficult. I know what I want, and I always want more. Take my insurance, for instance. I want more coverages, but there's no chance I'm paying more for it. My agent knows this, and that's why she recommended the Selective Edge. With the Selective Edge, I get higher coverage limits and even coverages I didn't know I need. And my agent knows what discounts I deserve. More coverage, more options, less money. That's not too difficult, is it? Find an agent near you by visiting Selective.com. Selective. Response is everything.
Football is back, and if you love fantasy sports, there's only one place you want to play. FanDuel. FanDuel packs a full season of excitement into just 1 week. So, what are you waiting for? Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. FanDuel. Be sports rich. Try FanDuel now. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to 50-50 NFL Beginner Contest. One per week for 5 weeks. Just go to FanDuel.com and use the code EMPIRE. That's FanDuel.com, code EMPIRE. Void where prohibited.
Microsoft Surface is the official tablet of the NFL. While NFL coaches and players use Surface Pro 4 this season, fans at home can show their fandom with the same device. Now available, the Surface Special Edition NFL Type Covers. And for a limited time, buy a Surface Pro 4 and any NFL Type Cover and get 15% off NFL Game Pass and a chance to win Super Bowl 51 tickets. Visit surface.com/NFL to learn more. Get your Surface at a Microsoft store or online today. Must be U.S. resident, 18 or older, ends January 1st, 2017. See website for official rules.
Hey, Jet fans. Everyone loves to stay connected, but the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission would like to remind you that texting or talking while you drive is not only dangerous, it's against the law in New Jersey. It can cost you money, your license, or even someone's life. If you're behind the wheel, please put down the phone and just drive. Get the facts and share your thoughts at JustDrive.com. This message brought to you by the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission.
Petty calls for the football, takes the snap, gives to Powell, running left, cuts it back, breaks a tackle at the 2, at the 1, reaches it out, he's in, that's That's a Jet touchdown. What a run by Bilal Powell. He broke a couple of tackles, reached the ball out for the goal line, and got it across. And now the Jets have to go for two with 5:04 to go.
Inside the Jets is presented by EY, building a better working world, and by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Jets insider Eric Allen and your host Larry Hardesty.
Welcome back to Calandra's Italian Village here in Caldwell, New Jersey. Larry Hardesty, Eric Allen, and our very special guest who's kind of like a veteran now. I feel like we could leave and he could sit here and do this show alone.
He is. Quincy Inunua has been here at Calandra's in Caldwell, New Jersey a number of times as the fans are getting used to him.
Oh, yeah.
And like we talk about each and every week in the locker room, a lot of 81 jerseys out there.
Yes.
Before the Jets game against the 49ers, you and Leonard Williams were named captains for that ball game. What did that mean to you?
It was huge. You know, Coach Bowles doesn't kind of switch up the captains too much. You know, it's kind of a lot of the times it's the veterans, the older guys. So for him to make me and him the captains for that game, especially because, you know, it was a homecoming game for me, it felt really good. You know, I really appreciated that, and I took it to heart and tried to put my best out there.
I tweeted about this, is that I saw you in pregame warm-ups bring everybody together, and you delivered an impassioned message. What did you say to the guys?
Yeah, I was just kind of trying my best to, you know, get these guys going. You know, the season hasn't gone the way we wanted it to, but that doesn't mean we can't take it week by week and just play the game. You know what you play for, have passion for that reason, and, you know, show the guys on the other side of the field that, you know, we're not here to play. You know, we have a goal, and we want to go out there and win.
Now, Quincy, just last year you were in this position that Bryce Petty was in, getting your second start of your career and getting all revved up and getting nervous in the week before preparation.
Of course.
Watching him, what was the week like for him, and then watching him perform on the field Saturday?
It was great. I think, you know, just to see him, you know, kind of grow during the week. You know, to go from the guy that had one start, you know, his whole time and, you know, taking those reps and learning from them, you know, coming back to me and saying, hey, how do you like this? Or, you know, let's do this. You know, just to kind of watch that growth was great. And I think, you know, it'll be good for him going forward, you know, especially to get this win under his belt. That'll give him so much more confidence. And I think I've said it so many times is that this game is so much mental. You know, the more confidence you have, the better you can play. And so I think, you know, with that confidence, he's going to do, you know, some great things.
Robbie Anderson continues to develop for this team. He made that 40-yard catch on a jump ball where he just beat a veteran safety in Bethea there. Also in overtime, Larry mentioned where Petty rolled left, threw across his body, which tends to be a no-no from quarterback coaches, but he was able to get away with that one. And Robbie came down with a key reception. So they have that chemistry. We saw it develop early in the summer. My question for you now is, how can he get both you and Brandon Marshall going? Because we know, obviously, what kind of forces you guys can be out there in the football field, and where's the comfortability right now with Bryce? Because he is a young quarterback, and you guys are still developing all that.
You know, like you said, him and Robbie had a lot of work together. And I think it's up to me and Brandon just kind of finding our ways to kind of get in as much work as we can, you know, get him comfortable throwing the ball to us. Because obviously we run our routes a little bit different. Our speed is different. So, you know, it's our job to kind of help him out, you know, because next thing you know, Robbie will be leading the team in receptions, yards, and touchdowns. So, you know, we got to do our best to go out there and help Bryce feel comfortable. You know, we want the ball as well, obviously, and we want him to feel comfortable giving us the ball. You know, we know that, you know, Robbie's been doing some great things. We're happy. And I think it's our job, like I said a few times, you know, we just got to keep working with Bryce.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, Bryce is going to throw in your direction more if you keep on making catches like he did yesterday in the first half, where I thought that might have been another interception on the way because there are a couple 49ers right in that area, the vicinity, and here's Q sticking his right arm out and cradling that football. What do you think? Did you think he have a had a chance at that ball when it was in there?
Yeah, well.
Or did you think, hey, I got to play defensive back here?
No, honestly, so on my route, I slowed up a little bit sooner than I needed to. So, you know, when I saw him through the ball, I was like, oh, man, I got to make a play. Because, you know, if this is picked, it's my fault. Like, I can't blame it on anybody else. So it was a little bit further than I could reach with two hands. So I did my best to reach out with one, and it just kind of hit it perfectly.
You were smiling. You knew all along because that play was reviewed. You're smiling. I saw the camera go to you. You're like, yeah, I got that.
Oh, yeah, I knew it. You know, not too many times you're going to get a one hand in a game and not know that is. You know? So that was one of those where I was even telling the defense, like, there's no point in even reviewing this one. We already know.
That's funny. Quincy, talk about the focus on that play. Because as EA mentioned, there's guys in front of you. You see, I mean, one of the defensive backs was like, he couldn't believe he didn't have it. He was about to run, go back the other way.
Yeah.
What's the focus like? What are you watching? What do you see when with ball and man and all that stuff?
It's hard to really describe that. I think when I'm on the field, it's just kind of like a different mentality, you know. So I go out there and it's just, you know, see ball, get ball. You know, I try to make it as simple as possible. So, I saw the ball in the air and I felt presence around me. I knew, you know, this is one of those times where I got to make a play. And like I said, if I didn't make that play, I knew that pick was going to be on me. So I did my best to kind of reach out there and try to get it.
What did you think about Bilal Powell yesterday? And at what point did you know he was in the zone?
BP is, I've always known, like, every game he's always in. He's always in the zone, you know. It's just about getting him his opportunities, you know. And, you know, I was so happy that he got his opportunity this game because that man is a beast. You know, he goes out there, he works. And, you know, when you first look at him, you don't think that he's capable of doing the things that he does. But, you know, he's really shifty. He's quick.
His explosion is underrated.
It's really underrated. I don't think a lot of people know that. And, you know, he put it on a big stage the other day, and he made some plays that were like, you know.
He's such a, you know, the other thing, and you have this element to your game, too. He's the knack for finding the sticks. Mm-hmm. If he needs six, he's going to get seven. And you bring that to the game yourself. I know the way you attack it. And Bilal's been in a league a couple more years than you have. But with that being said, I know you got to appreciate the way he plays because you play like that, like your hair is on fire.
Yeah, that's something that we really pride ourselves in, both of us, is that we want to fight to the end. We're going to scrap. We're going to scratch and claw. You know, anything we have to do to get the first down, to get the touchdown. And, that's something that, he does really well. And that's something that I've been trying to do my best at.
Quincy, a lot of young players got a chance to play yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that's something that Todd Bowles has talked about. We're going to see a lot of that going forward.
Yeah.
What's that locker room like when you see the young guys getting ready, getting all revved up to play, all the hard work, all the film session, all the classroom work, EA, and now you're on the field. Make some plays.
Yeah, I think personally for me, just because I've been in that position, you know, I try to root those guys on. You know, I'm happy for them. Any chance I see them make a play or, you know, do something good, especially like Robbie, you know, obviously he's been playing, but like last game when he was making those catches, I was like, man, you're going to be really good, man. And I kept telling him that, you know, I keep giving him that positive affirmation. As well as the other guys, you know, whenever I see them do something well, you know, because I know just coming in the game as a young guy and, kind of being thrown into that position, it's not easy, you know. And so to go out there and you feel some positive from a guy that's older and it's trying to become a leader, you know, I know that I can do well for them.
Can you explain the I was just going to ask you if you can explain the feeling of winning. It has been a tough year. You guys are not where you want to be. And you fell behind to a 1-11 ball club yesterday. And a lot of teams, frankly, at that point, and Larry's seen this over the years, they might pack it in and say, there's no reason. Listen, we're playing out the string right now. Mm-hmm. But when Bilal scored, there were guys running off the sideline like you guys had just won a championship. It was just youthful exuberance. And I'm not comparing it to a championship win. I'm just saying is that it showed how much it mattered to you. So what was the feeling of just getting a victory?
It's hard to really explain that. You know, we've been losing like we have. But I think, you know, one thing that we really could say is that, you know, it just shows our fight. It shows, you know, our willingness to keep fighting to the end. I think we've shown that a few times during the year. And unfortunately, you know, there's been games where we haven't really done that. But you look at the Patriots game, we fought in that game. We just didn't play to the last snap. You know, we were down against Cleveland. We came back. You know, there's been games during the year where we've really shown that what we're capable of. We just haven't been able to put it together through all the weeks that we've been playing. That's what, something that we've been struggling with. That's something that we've been trying to fight with, is, you know, play to their last whistle. And I think that, you know, we did a good job this game. You know, I wish it could have been something that, you know, we could look at in the beginning of the year and keep progressing from there. But I think it's still something good to look at for the rest of the year, because we still have some pretty good opponents on our schedule. So, you know, I think, you know, if we can play like this till the end of the year, at least we'll end up with, you know, a result that we'll be happy with, you know, that we kept playing.
Q, what round were you drafted in?
Sixth round.
So when everybody's talking about the Jets lose out, they get a better draft pick and things like that, you know who they're talking about when we look to the future, Larry, in 2017 and beyond? Mm-hmm. Guys like Quincy Enunwa. Yep. And he was drafted in the sixth round. So don't tell me you can't get players at various stages along the way, whether that be a top 10 draft pick, but you can find him in the sixth round as well. And he's an example of player development as well. So that's what you want to see down the stretch, is guys continue to learn, develop, make that jump, show they can be a good teammate, and they can be around here for a long time. And that's what exactly these last three games are all about.
Yeah. And that's a good point. And I think, you know, a lot of people look to find, you know, a first round draft pick. But I think a lot of times, you know, if you can develop a sixth round, fifth round, whatever, an undrafted guy, you know, we are capable of doing so many different things. I think everybody just needs a chance, and everybody just needs an opportunity to really show what they can do. And, you know, I don't think, you know, obviously, you know, first round draft picks are there for a reason.
Sure.
But, you know, you got to give everybody opportunity. You know, sometimes that particular situation isn't meant for them, you know, and a lot of people give up on people. But, you know, if you allow the growth and them to develop and kind of get accustomed, you know, people can really blossom.
But it's the mix. It's the mix, because it, one side of it, I thought it was so symbolic, you and Leonard going out there, because there you are, the first round pick, Mike Maccagnan's first overall draft pick here with the New York Jets. Mm-hmm. And then here you are, a sixth-round pick, Quincy Enunwa, a guy who was released, was on the practice squad, mm-hmm. been here for a couple years, different regimes, young, but they're building blocks for the future. You can find them different places.
Yeah,
that's true. All right, short weeks again. Okay, so you have Monday night out to the West Coast, short week. Short week again on Saturday night, but it's against a familiar opponent. You've seen Miami, even though it's a different quarterback, but that doesn't mind you. You're looking at the defensive side. Mm-hmm. What's it like to play the team the second time?
It's tough. I wouldn't say it's tough. You know, I think, you know, you kind of look forward to it. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking for. You definitely look forward to it, especially, you know, when you lose the way we did against Miami. Like, come on, we should have won that game. You know, that's how we feel. And I think, you know, going into this game, you know, my mindset personally is, you know, to ruin some dreams, ruin some hopes, you know, go out there and make some plays. And, you know, you're going to come out of this game and wish that you didn't play the Jets. And, you know, I think, you know, we started something really good, you know, by finishing that game strong. And I think going into this short week, we got to make sure that we're finishing every play in practice and finishing every play everywhere, you know, in the film room, you know, with that mindset that we're going to go into this game and win, and we're going to play to the last snap and the last whistle. And, you know, for the next 3 weeks, because each of these teams we played, and each of these teams we played hard. So, you know, I think we just have to keep playing hard to the end of the year.
How about Brandon Marshall reaching 12,000 receiving yards for his career yesterday, becoming the 25th player in NFL history to accomplish that feat?
The machine, man. He keeps going. And you know, when you don't really appreciate him until you really see his work ethic and see what he's been going through, you know, physically, you know, this game takes a toll on you. And for him to keep going through everything that he's gone through and to keep fighting and keep working, you know, you really appreciate his game. And, you know, it's something that you kind of want to take a part of. You know, I'm happy to be a part of his story, you know. Hopefully I can learn as much as I can before, you know, he leaves.
Fans aren't in a practice every day, guys. But Brandon's always the guy number one in the drills. And then when Deck was there, he was number two. Unfortunately, placed on injured reserve, pair of surgeries. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he's back, ready to roll next year, and this receiving corps is going to be one of the better units in the National Football League. With that being said, I got to imagine 81 fouls 15 in every drill now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm following him in the film room. I'm trying to pick up everything. You know, I've said it throughout the year. You know, I'm always trying to pick up bits and pieces from him, bits and pieces from Decker. You know, even honestly, bits and pieces from the younger guys. I mean, everybody has a skill set that you can learn from. But, I'm definitely trying to learn as much as I can from Brandon.
Mm-hmm. Quincy, thanks for stopping by.
No problem.
Great holiday to you and your family. Yeah. And we'll see you soon. Quincy Nunwa joining us here on Inside the Jets. Hey, Jets House is back for 2017. Join your favorite Jets at Spin New York on Saturday, January 28th and Sunday, January 29th. For tickets and more information, go to NewYorkJets.com/JetsHouse. Phone calls in a couple of minutes, but up next, we'll talk defense with Rontez Miles. That's when Inside the Jets continues on 98.7 ESPN.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, Jets fans, nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite team on to victory. Prime Sport, the official travel partner of the Jets, is your source for tickets, hotel accommodations, and VIP experiences to all of the biggest sporting events in the country. From NFL to college football, basketball, get your official tickets, travel, and VIP packages and more at PrimeSport.com. Don't just watch it on TV. Go to PrimeSport.com for the ultimate game day experience.
Truck and Dragster with LED lights, racing sounds, and wheelie poppin' power. Get it now at HessToyTruck.com. Free shipping and Energizer batteries included.
Just a click away this year, the Hess Truck's here.
Order yours now only at HessToyTruck.com.
They couldn't play football without us. We built this stadium. You couldn't tailgate without us. We probably built the road that got you here. Most of all, we promote economic development. That means investments in infrastructure and construction to provide opportunities for developers, union contractors, and members of Operating Engineers Local 825. We're ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative. We build the infrastructure New Jersey and the Jets rely on.
The snap is good. The placement is good. The kick is on the way. It's got the distance, and it's good. Nick Folk hits from 50. And with 38 seconds to go, the Jets have come from 14 down to start the game and 17-3 down to tie it at 17 with 38 seconds remaining.
Inside the Jets is presented by EY, building a better working world, and by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Jets insider Eric Allen and your host Larry Hardesty.
Welcome back to Calantis Italian Village here in Caldwell, New Jersey. Larry Hardesty and Eric Allen. And Eric, we're joined by a very special guest. We heard the voice of the Jets, Bob Wischusen, does a great job. He had a roller coaster day yesterday explaining some calls with the two-point conversion, you know, explaining what was going on slow. He was started out slow like the team did.
Was he?
Yeah, he was a little angry.
Shoes was off his game?
He was No. He was great. I'm saying roller coaster as far as going along with the game.
Okay,
up and down
all right.
The game.
I was going to say,
never off his game.
Like Wischusen.
No. He's not off his game. He was just riding the emotion of the team. It was great listening to him yesterday.
I'd like to say tonight is like fan favorite night here.
Yeah, absolutely.
At Calandra's in Caldwell, New Jersey, is
yep.
Quincy Nunwa in the house, and then now we're joined on set by Jet safety Rontez Miles, who the Tasmanian Devil was known for his special teams exploits really early in the season, but now as we continue to progress here, you're getting more and more work defensively. Unfortunately, you see a brother go down yesterday as Marcus Gilchrist is lost for the season with a knee injury. What went through your mind at that time as far as your concern for a teammate and a friend, but also at the same time, my team's going to need me even more than ever now?
Yeah, it was tough seeing that for everybody there today. And there was a lot of injuries that day, as everybody saw. Because there's a lot more injuries there. I mean, that everybody saw the game. So it was tough. And even if you've seen the game while I was having live, like I took my knee, but then I got up and I was kind of just mad. I was kind of snapping out.
Yeah.
And I had to remember, like you said, that now I actually have to play. Like I have to stay in the game. So I had to cool off, because on defense you got to be cool. You know what I mean? And it's more of a thinking process than special teams. It's just full speed warrior football. So I had to calm down and focus back in, get back to the game, because we had to win that one. So it was tough, but a quick turnaround mentally.
Montez, how much fun is that for you, being needed? Okay, not just special teams, not just out there expanding the role.
It's always
because you love to play.
Needed. Yeah, it's always good to be needed, you know what I mean? And wanted, you know what I mean? It's even better. But to be needed is even better to have that happen, because now you have to play. There's no backing down. There's no excuses. It's head on, man to man. Like, what are you going to do? Like, when your name's called and I like it. I like when the lights is on. I like when the pressure's on. And I wasn't nervous at all. I was ready.
This really started a few weeks back after the bye against New England. The sub package is when the Jets started rolling out three safety looks.
Yeah.
Kelvin Pryor, Gilly, and yourself. Yeah. And then you started getting some rhythm there. And you've become a part of this. And now they're going to need you more than ever, like I said before. With that being said, some people on the outside would say, hey, Kelvin Pryor and Arontez Miles, similar physical skill sets.
Yeah.
If you guys are just going two safeties in his base, would you consider either one of you guys a strong or free?
I mean, I would most likely I'd be the free.
Yeah.
Even if you pay attention to last season, after I got activated, we really ran with three safeties.
Right.
Even after we activated Martin going into the later ending of the season, I was still the swing safety for either position. And the last game I played free safety, the rest of the third and fourth quarter. So being that, I feel like I do both. I mean, I dropped my weight dramatically since camp to be able to play both positions, because Todd Bowles wanted me light. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's the same thing.
Dramatically since camp. Now you're wearing short sleeves in December tonight.
Yeah, here in New Jersey. I got a jacket right there.
Showing off the pipes.
Yeah, the gun show's in town.
Yeah, that's right. But how much weight have you dropped since camp?
I can't. It's a secret.
You can't say?
I mean, I don't want to say. I don't know if he'll tell you either.
Is it like 20? It's around 20, huh?
He can't say.
I came back in.
I think it's kind of not an agreement
in,
there.
I came back in wanting to be heavy, like,
right.
Be like a boxer.
Yeah,
like
be a
linebacker.
Big dude.
Like, but he said he wanted me at the weight I played at last season, which was like 207, 205.
Yeah.
I mean, so I was over that.
Okay.
So I got back down, and I understand why. You got to be able to run in this league, not to pass in the league. And like I said, I could do both.
Do you feel a lot different with the weight off?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can run better. You light. You can move your body more. It's less stress on your legs, too. So
That's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
What changed in the second half yesterday defensively? Because it was a totally different team. You shut those guys down in the second half.
Coach came in. You know, he spoke his mind. And he's, like I said, he's a very level guy. You could never catch him in any type of situation, like sweating or overexcited. He's very leveled, and he broke that shell when he told us, like, we was playing like crap, you know what I mean? And it was time to play. But another thing is, I don't know what it was, but it just seemed like we was all there. The whole team, we were all there, like, regardless of how it was going and what was happening at that time, it seemed like we were all there, though. It wasn't like, people wasn't nervous, there was no panic. It was just like, let's go out and play. So
what can you say about Justin Burris, who got his first really long extended action in the National Football League.
He actually had a great week of practice leading up to the game, like a really good week. He was tuned in. He was on point. Probably his best week of practice, I would say, and it carried over into the game, man. He had a good game. He stepped up even on special teams. At Gunner, he was raving up on plays there, and He got a lot of football left for him. He's going to be a good player.
He plays a different position than you, obviously.
Yeah.
You're a physical guy yourself. Do you like the way he approaches the game? Because he's got that. He's stout. He's a big kid.
Yeah, he's a big
coming
dude.
In fourth round pick out of NC State, and he plays a physical brand of football on the outside.
Oh no, he's perfect, man.
Yeah?
He's what you want, man. And for him to be that young and developing, you can still mold him. He has a lot of football left, man. I like his style.
Yeah.
I mean, that's smart. He's smart, too. He's a smart kid.
Young kids, right?
Yeah, he's young, man.
Good head
I'm
on
old.
Shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I'm old, man.
No, you're not old. You're experienced.
Yeah.
And this way you can help coach him up. What are some of the things you saw from the other side as you watched Bryce Petty get ready for the week?
I feel like he kept his cool. He seemed like another guy. Like, he didn't seem real rattled either, like, even after the early turnover and everything. And they continued to fight, man. Like, even with the two-point conversion, like, you know, just to see that, that's fire, you know what I mean? And that's what you want to see out of somebody that young. And I feel like even the game before, in his first start, he controlled the ball very well until the end of the game. But with that said, you can only go up from where he's been at. So I'm excited to see what he do next week.
What can you take out of that first meeting with Miami? Quincy Enunwa was just up here on set here at Calandra's inside the Jets and said, we feel like we let one slip through our fingers defensively. How do you feel? And then take us back to that feeling on special teams where you guys gave up the long return at that ball game. I know you got to be thinking about that as the rematch is upon us.
I mean, yeah, of course, you're going to probably even go over the old film and study what happened to prevent that from happening again. And all that stuff's going to be in the back of our mind, but we know who we are, man. Like, it's, like, hard to say. Sometimes the record don't show that or prove that, but I feel like we're going to go in there and we're going to do what we have to do, get it done. And last year, like, we swept them, you know what I mean? It's football. It's really like any game. You could win or lose any game, though. So to say the outcome, I don't know, but I feel like we're right where we need to be right now.
Are you playing the offense or does preparation change? Because Ryan Tannehill is going to be out, so you'll be facing a backup quarterback. But how does that impact preparation? Do you start looking at Matt Moore tape, or is it more along the lines of they're going to do what they do?
They're probably still going to run their system. I mean, they might have different ways of running it now than the fact that Tannehill will run. You know, he would take off. I don't know if the backup quarterback is going to do that or if he's a scrambler, but depending on the style of quarterback he will, you just adjust to him, but still got to respect the gameplay. They're not going to change their whole offense, you know what I mean, this late in the season, I wouldn't think so. So we're going to prepare like we would if Tannehill wasn't hurt, you know what I mean, and just make the small adjustments from there.
Does it, because it's a short week, does it, the fact that it's a familiar opponent help you in the short week?
Yeah, it does. It does in a lot of ways. And still got to be ready for anything. Sure. There's a lot of times you prepare and you come into a game and you'll get the first drive, you'll get all unscouted looks, some things you haven't even seen yet, you know what I mean? So you got to prepare every week. The band, though, that we played them before, it'll probably cut some work down.
Jarvis Landry is an interesting player, talented player.
Yeah.
You've battled him in the past.
Yeah.
Do you look forward to going against a guy like that who brings it each and every play? And he plays with some spice, I think,
there.
And you don't mind giving it back either.
Oh, no. I like his style.
Yeah?
Oh, I'd be lying to say I don't, man. He's one of those Hines Ward type of guys that's going to get dirty with you. But it's clean, though. As long as it's clean, it's all good with me. So He's gonna be himself. So we gotta kind of hit him back. You gotta be ready to punch him back in the mouth. Sometimes some guys take the blow.
Oh,
so
certainly.
I'm not gonna do that.
Rontez, thanks for stopping by.
No problem.
Thanks guys.
Right. Appreciate you guys.
Have a good holiday.
You too. Thank
All right.
You.
That's Rontez Miles. Follow the Jets on Instagram at NYJets. This is where Jets fans like you get photos and videos of your favorite players and access you can't get anywhere else. All right. It's time for you to join our conversation. 1-800-919-3776. We'll take your phone call. calls. Plus, we'll preview the Miami Dolphins and a big toy drive that we need you to help out with the Jets
this
Saturday night.
Saturday. Yep.
That's next when Inside the Jets continues on 98.7 ESPN.
They couldn't play football without us. We built this stadium. You couldn't tailgate without us. We probably built the road that got you here. Most of all, we promote economic development. That means investments in infrastructure and construction to provide opportunities for developers, union contractors, and members of Operating Engineers Local 825. We're ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative. We build the infrastructure New Jersey and the Jets rely on.
GEICO presents Great Calls in Sports History.
With the game on the line, starting quarterback Bobby Klein called a last-second audible that resulted in a devastating sack, losing not only the game, but knocking Klein clean out of his lucky, unwashed socks. That was a bad call. But he made a great call that day by switching to GEICO to save money on car insurance. Score one for savings, but also score one for that blitzing linebacker.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
The Hess Trump's back with more power than ever. Coming wheelies this year, the Hess Trump's here.
For 2016, it's the Hess Toy Truck and Dragster with LED lights, racing sounds, and wheelie popping power. Get it now at HessToyTruck.com. Free shipping and Energizer batteries included.
Just a click away. This year, the Hess Trucks here.
Order yours now, only at HessToyTruck.com.
Hey, Jets fans, nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite team on to victory. Prime Sport, the official travel partner of the Jets, is your source for tickets, hotel accommodations, and VIP experiences to all of the biggest sporting events in the country. From NFL to college football and basketball, get your official tickets, travel, and VIP packages and more at PrimeSport.com. Don't just watch it on TV. Go to PrimeSport.com for the ultimate game day experience.
All of us at Selective knew from a young age that insurance was in our DNA. Some kids started lemonade stands. We reviewed their insurance risks. Others built tree houses. We created their safety plans. Kids crashed their bikes. We assessed the damage. Selective took this raw talent and honed our skills. We're here to help you with unique auto, home, business, and flood insurance options and respond quickly to your needs. Don't you deserve peace of mind? Find the diamond at Selective.com.
Hey, Jet fans, everyone loves to stay connected, but the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission would like to remind you that texting or talking while you drive is not only dangerous, it's against the law in New Jersey. It can cost you money, your license, or even someone's life. If you're behind the wheel, please put down the phone and just drive. Get the facts and share your thoughts at JustDrive.com. This message brought to you by the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission.
Football is back, and if you love fantasy sports, there's only one place you want to play, FanDuel. FanDuel packs a full season of excitement into just 1 week. So what are you waiting for? Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. FanDuel. Be sports rich. Try FanDuel now. New users who deposit will get five free entries to 50-50 NFL beginner contests, one per week for 5 weeks. Just go to FanDuel.com and use the code EMPIRE. That's FanDuel.com, code EMPIRE. Void where prohibited.
Calandra's has been synonymous with great Italian food in northern New Jersey for over 50 years. With three award-winning restaurants 20 minutes from MetLife Stadium, Cucina Calandra, Calandra's Mediterranean Grill, and Il Vecchio Cafe are all great options before or after a game. As an official partner of the New York Jets, we offer 20% off on game day at any of our locations when you show your Jets rewards card or ticket. Each with family-friendly atmospheres, our restaurants offer unique menus from a la carte to family style, along with gluten-free options. Find out more on calandras.net. On December 17th, please support the New York Jets Toy Drive, presented by Clorox, benefiting Jersey Cares, and bring new unwrapped toys to Saturday's home game versus the Miami Dolphins. All toys will be collected at the gates upon entry and donated to Jersey Cares' Frosty's Friends program. Help the Jets provide toys to children in need this holiday season. Remember, that's the Jets Toy Drive, presented by Clorox on December 17th to benefit Jersey Cares.
He takes the snap, gives the ball, Powell runs left, gets to the 15, at the 10, at the 5, to the end zone! There's a flag down, Bilal Powell is into the end zone for a touchdown that would end if it will end the game. San Francisco, I believe, was offside. The Jets are going to win it.
Number 55, that penalty was declined. The result of the play is a touchdown.
Why bother with a field goal when Bilal Powell can score his second touchdown of the game and win it for the Jets in overtime?
Inside the Jets is presented by EY, building a better working world, and by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Jets insider Eric Allen and your host Larry Hardesty.
Welcome back to Calandra's Italian Village here in Caldwell, New Jersey. The voice of Bob Wischusen with the game winner yesterday in overtime. Jets went 23-17. And Eric, this was such a thrilling game, especially in the second half when you saw Bryce Petty just will this team, will them to come back. And Bilal Powell, as we've been talking about all night, was just a fabulous game. And it seemed fitting that he would be the guy that would have the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah, that's well said, Larry. Bottom line was, while you got to give Nick Folk a heck of a lot of credit for nailing that 50-yarder that forced overtime to begin with, is Bilal Powell put the team on his back yesterday, and I'm glad he finished in the end zone. First back to rush for more than 145 yards and have two rush touchdowns on the road since John Riggins way back in 1975. So we're talking about an historic effort by Paul. And a great call from Bob Wischusen there. Now that leads the Jets into a Saturday night ball game against the Miami Dolphins. And we just heard it on the commercial break that very important for all fans to remember who are coming to MetLife Stadium on Saturday. It's our annual toy drive. We'll be collecting toys at each gate. There's a lot of people disadvantaged out there right now who don't have a lot of opportunities. We're going to try to help them out. The Jets are partnering up with Jersey Cares. Yep. So I think that's always a great thing each and every year. So remember, if you're coming to the game, bring a couple toys, donate them. We'll be collecting them at all gates.
Don't even have to wrap them.
No.
We'll take care of the wrap.
We'll take care of it.
You bring the toys, we'll wrap them. No problem. 1-800-919-3776. Take a couple of calls before we talk about the Miami
Dolphins. It's been a couple of weeks.
It has. Let's go to Staten Island on line one where we find Ira. Ira, you're up first on Inside the Jets.
Hey, Larry, Eric, what's happening? Nice to get you guys after a win. It's been a while.
It's been a while, but
boy, somehow these next couple of games, and now, man, would I love to knock off the Dolphins Saturday night. they got to figure out a way to put together four quarters. They got to combine the two quarters they played against the Browns in the second half and the fourth quarter yesterday and spread that out over four quarters against the Dolphins. And maybe we could go up there, you know, go out there and upset them Saturday night. But forgetting to yesterday's game, the thing that impressed me about Petty, and I know, you know, it's growing pains, up and down, but as the game went along, he seemed to be getting more and more comfortable, and he seemed to settle in. And, you know, guess what? You know, it come from behind win, and he made some plays, and some of the other kids like Anderson, I thought Jenkins on defense made some nice plays, and Eric, you made a comment earlier about the tight end position. Seferian Jenkins, on even earlier in the game, he made a catch that got them into field goal position. And it just, you know, it just really scratches your head what they were thinking, that they just didn't, I don't know, for whatever reason, tight end wasn't involved. But, you know, you see what happens when you have a tight end in the middle of the field. Takes a lot of pressure off any quarterback because you don't have to worry about looking further down. There's always that guy right in the middle that's a safety valve. And hopefully we're going to see more and more in the next couple of weeks.
All right, Ira, thanks for the phone call. You're absolutely right. And there is a difference, and especially for a young quarterback, EA, to give him as many weapons, a running back in the flat, a tight end, something close. It helps him to get on the rhythm, and then as the defense continues to, you know, defend that, then you get some passes down the field. You can make some plays.
Yeah, you know, and we'll talk about it again. It's Seferian Jenkins. I don't know if you need him to be a 50-catch-a-year guy. But it'd be nice if the Jets do develop a tight end who's maybe you can get him 30, 35 catches a year and he becomes part of this offense down the line. And he is one of those, he's still a young player. Mm-hmm. He's still one of those guys that you want to continue to see take off. And a game like yesterday where he had the three receptions, I think that should help him down the stretch. It's also going to make his young quarterback confident in him as well. That good things happen to me when I get Austin Seferian Jenkins the football, that 14-yarder late in the ball game on the touchdown drive. And Ira just mentioned, too, early in the first half, Petty was able to hit him with the football. And Ira's right about Petty as well, is that he stuck in there. He showed his resolve. He made some plays during winning time. He's got a ways to go. You know, when we talk about reading and going through the progressions and having that internal clock, you know, some of those six sacks, you look at the offensive line and say, hey, guys, you got to block better. And then there are a few of them out there, too, where Bryce is going to sit there and tell you, like you mentioned, Larry, that, hey, listen, I got to get rid of the football a little bit. But it was a start. And it was a win. And as Ira said, and I think a lot of Jets Nation would agree, it would be nice to put a dent into the Dolphins' playoff hopes. And these Jets, as we heard from Quincy Enunwa and Rontez Miles before, they remember that first game. They think they let it slip away, and the Jets had every opportunity to win that ball game. If you remember, the Jets were in a two-game winning streak at that point. They were 3-5, thinking, hey, maybe we can get back into the mix. Unfortunately, that knocked them back. And, you know, this would be a different ball game. No Ryan Tannehill, and that's got to be a blow to the Dolphins here down the stretch. No offense to Matt Moore, he's a capable backup quarterback, but Ryan Tannehill was the guy.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And it is going to be interesting, EA, as we wrap up this edition of Inside the Jets, that, you know, once again, it's going to be their ability to stop Ajayi, to make them one-dimensional. That's what the Jets always do defensively. They want to try to rush the passer, get chances at turnovers, and hopefully they can do that this Saturday.
Ira is right about putting four quarters together. Last 2 weeks, it's 14-0 before the game's 5 minutes old against the Colts. And then against San Fran, you don't want to see that Saturday night. You want to see some jump early, because you saw it when the Jets started making plays in the second half, gets the sideline rolling, and then you'll be at home this weekend. So it'll be nice for the Jets to get some momentum here with the second consecutive win.
All right, partner. I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Larry.
Enjoy the game Saturday.
Great seeing you.
That wraps up this edition of Inside the Jets here at Caldwell, here in at Calandra's Italian Village in Caldwell, New Jersey. The Dave Rothenberg Show is next on 98.7 ESPN.
They couldn't play football without us. We built this stadium. You couldn't tailgate.